You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Recently released music from New York City-based saxophonist Christopher McBride and his group The Whole Proof from their album The Hang, The Hustle, The Pass. That was the track Punta Cana with keyboardist John Thomas, bassist Barry Stevenson, and drummer Michael Pilut, a collection of mainly original compositions from Christopher. Into the province of Newfoundland and a recording out of St. John's from guitarist, producer, and arranger Dwayne Andrews from the album The Hot Club of Conception Bay. We heard I'll See You in My Dreams, and that track sees him working with vocalist Aaron Power and bassist Greg Earle, someone originally from Newfoundland who spent a few years studying music in France and began releasing albums in 2004. New York City-based vibes player Ted Pildsecker before that, music off OA2 Records from the album Peace Vibes, that was Whisper Not, which sees him recording with trumpet player Brad Good, bassist Gonzola Tepa, and drummer Paul Romain. And the set started with a project looking at the compositions of tenor saxophonist Fraser McPherson off the album From the Pen Of. We heard Night Spot, and that project draws on a number of different musicians. This was a recording in Sweden in November 2021 from tenor player Scott Hamilton, working with pianist John Lundgren, bassist Hans Backenorth, and drummer Christian Leth. We'll be right back.
like be playing out the rhythm. Swing, fingers snapping when they feel it hit them. Makes you wanna giggle, makes your bottom wiggle whenever the music is swinging so free. Swing, you can bet those horns are gonna move you. Swing, bass and drums are really trying to groove you. Everybody's laughing, slapping and a clapping whenever the music is swinging so free. Don't you know you better drop your bound the moment you walk through that door. Here's a place they pass the smiles around. So come on, baby, hit the floor. The folks are really dancing, swing. Pretty soon you lose your inhibition. Swing, while I said they're switching in the kitchen. Everybody's laughing, slapping and a-clapping whenever the music is swinging so free. You know you better drop your thumb the moment you walk through that door. Here's a place they pass the smiles around. So come on, baby, hit the floor. The folks are really dancing, swing. Pretty soon you lose your intervention, swing. While I set the switching in the kitchen, everybody's laughing, slapping and clapping. Whenever the music is swinging so free.
This is Berno. Isla Guadalupe, off the western coast of Mexico, is famous for its massive colonies of petrels, shearwaters, and laden albatrosses. Now, conservationists hope it will host black-footed albatrosses too, like Bruno. In 2021, Bruno was one of a dozen black-footed albatross chicks thrown from Hawaii's Midway Atoll to Mexico. The move was part of a larger effort to establish a new black-footed albatross colony on Isla Guadalupe as rising seas threatened their native breeding grounds. On Isla Guadalupe, a research team led by marine ecologist Julio Hernandez fed the chicks by hand and placed decoys that looked like parents to help them learn to be birds. Once Bruno and the other black-footed albatrosses were old enough to fledge, they soared out to sea with the native laden juveniles. When they started returning to the colony 2 years later, the black-footed albatrosses were a bit awkward. Some tried to woo a laden mate, but their courtship dances were incompatible. And though Bruno socialized happily with others of his species, he didn't feel the spark with any of the eligible ladies. Until La Güera, Julio says.
Bruno's leg band is number 5, and La Güera is number 4.
She'd been his next neighbor in Hawaii and his crate mate on the flight to Mexico. Turns out, Bruno had been holding out for the girl next door.
It's a beautiful love story. I will bet anything